than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the winds that call me out. You would cross an ocean.
Think about it, y'all.
You are.
Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCann. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. Thank you for joining. Well, you know, it's 2024, and I know that you are alert now. Your eyes are open, with spiritual eyes, that is. And you see what's going on in your country, and yours, and mine. George Varna says, "The United States deeply fragmented. The national survey shows that the future hinge on spiritual renewal." Did you hear that? Believers of the household of faith. Did you hear that? Watch person, watchmen, watchwomen. The foundational beliefs of Americans are so fragmented that the nation is presently incapable of developing a united perspective on who America is and how we will move forward. According to Barna, placing the burden of uniting a country so divided on the shoulders of a president or political party is unrealistic. You know, our Savior, those who read the word, study the word, believe the word, apply the word, know that the only person is going to save you, me, our country, every country around the globe, is the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. You know it's true. But for everybody else, they're putting their trust in that little G God, whoever it is that comes to your heart and mind. But many Americans hope the next president will unite our divided nation. A new survey conducted by the Culture Research Center at Arizona Christian University confirms that to be highly unlikely, regardless of who wins. The survey underscores that the foundational beliefs of Americans are so fragmented that the nation is presently incapable of developing a united perspective on what America is and how we will move forward together. You know I had to repeat it. But you ready to continue? According to the survey, the United States has thrived and endured over time, due in part in a shared understanding in common pursuit of core characteristics such as truth, purpose, success, responsibility, and community. Now think about that. Ponder that if you want to. Irrespective of who your neighbors are, the skin tone, the title, the economic lack thereof, degrees, whatever the case may be. You always had an opportunity, depending, to do an open communication, like, dislike, whatever the case may be, without, you know, disagreeing, without becoming disagreeable and trying to kill each other. But look at it now, around the globe, but in your country and yours and mine, have individuals who take it upon themselves to believe that they are what, more superior than another human being? And we're not talking about race. For those of you who may have gotten caught up in that, because you got to remember, all of us humans are part of the human race created by God. There are those of you who think you are the creator of somebody other than child or children, if you were blessed to have them. And you forgot that somebody had you. In order for you to be able to speak up and say or not say, whatever the case may be. But the American Worldview Inventory, an annual survey conducted by Dr. George Barna, examined various attributes among a representative national sample of adults. Now think about it. About time you have some communication with adults. Just make sure now, when you're doing this sampling, you know, have an opportunity to talk to everybody. You know it's not going to be possible. But the 2024 survey, remember now, it's only February. The fifth national survey conducted by the ACU Research Hub reveals a startling degree of disunity and foundational perspectives among the American people. Those majority held beliefs and behaviors are, you ready, never worshiping a supernatural authority other than the God of Israel, believing the Bible is an authoritative and trustworthy guidebook for life, you know it's true, deeming Jesus Christ to be an important guide for your life, contending that hatred and aggression are not necessary for personal survival, you know it's not. Choosing to repay any money that you borrow from someone else. Rejecting the philosophy that you can do whatever you want to do as long as it does not harm another person. Choosing not to personally participate in an abortion, regardless of their belief about the permissibility of other people having an abortion. Not attempting to cast a spell on other people. Taking time to thank, praise, and worship God at least once during the week. You know, the last one that reminded me of a story, a true story, where it was this boy, could have been a girl, but it happened to be a boy, and his parents. He was blessed to have two. Remember, in the real world, everyone's not blessed to have two, and sometimes not even one. But they had some neighbors over, and they were great to have dinner. And the little boy was watching. As they began to eat, the neighbors just delved right into it. Didn't give thanks. And the little boy said, you know, you're... Well, he likened them to a dog, you know, without any conscience. But he made it known verbally. At least give thanks unto God. But the American Worldview Inventory also identified a number of perspectives about which a majority of Americans disagree. A view that adults cannot seem to agree upon are basis of truth. You heard me tell a story one time being assigned in the executive protection world. picking up an individual from the airport, and it just arrived back from Israel. And they were trying to, my brain, I know they were. And we would always have this open communication. You know, other folks were always reminding me that based upon my skin tone, that I may be the closest that that person has ever come to. And so therefore, whatever's coming out of my lips may be indicative of what my community is about. So I shared my truth, and they shared their truth, and they said, you know, you got your truth, and I got my truth. And I listened and respectfully said, yes, you're right. But mine is based upon the Word of God, God's truth. There is no other truth. Whether other people desire to be respected of the importance of the God of Israel as an authority source guide for life, this is what people seem to agree about. But they can't on these points that we're talking about now. A belief about the value of human life, acceptance of the existence and absolute moral truth, existence of Satan, means to happiness and life, morality of intentionally deceiving other people, morality of consensual premarital sexual relations, personal commitment to discerning and doing God's will, appropriate relationship to treatment of animals. According to Barner, while the survey data reveals a nation yearning for guidance and hope, it also suggests that people are seeking those things from sources that can't provide it. Have you made pursuing that degree, that title, that love of money, that home, that car, whatever the case may be, that person, your little G God in your life and the belief that they're going to make you happy, what have you? It is disheartening to see how out of whack people's expectations have become during these chaotic and confusing times, Barna commented. Just as the Jews misunderstood the nature of Jesus' messiahship 2,000 years ago, expecting a warrior king who would raise Judaism to prove to power, millions of Americans are deceived enough to think that electing the right president will bring stability, security, unity, and sanity to America. All you got to do is look around and listen to what's coming out of people's lips. The Word of God lets you know that one day right was going to be wrong, wrong was going to be right, according to people. And people running around now trying to make you believe this is that and that is this, and you're believing it. But Barna continued, yet it is not a political awakening that the United States desperately needs, but a spiritual awakening that will foster a deeper understanding of self and society in light of our shared spiritual condition. You know that's what's coming. After examining the data patterns from numerous national studies that he's held in the past decade, Barna lamented the increased short-sightedness and said has, in his estimation, led people astray. Look at the young adults. There are a lot of young adults who want somebody to tell them the truth, not tell them what they want to hear. They've left that home of love if that home was of love. And maybe they had a parent or parents that was trying to tell them the truth because that parent or parents had been out there in that real cold and different world. They once was a baby, grew into a teenager and a young adult and then an adult. But maybe that child, a teenager, or young adult of yours didn't believe you until they got out there believing everybody under the sun, causing them more to be more confused, not understanding that there's a spiritual enemy that's intentionally through human trying to lead you astray. But every American adult has a worldview, and every American relies on their worldview every day to make each decision for their life. And that's the function of a worldview, he explained. It helps us make decisions that are consistent with what we believe and what we desire. Did you hear that? You sure? All right, so we're starting off the program, and you're looking at how fragmented the United States is. So those of you who live outside of the United States, you're forgetting about all the people around the globe that's trying to break in the United States, run in the United States, all illegally versus the one who's come legally. And you forgot that they came here for a reason, meaning if the United States was so negative as a lot of individuals try to make, especially politicians who are confusing the people intentionally, though they're not trying to leave, and though they are part of the problem, you know you are. But at least you have an idea. But wait a minute, those in your own country, how about what's going on in your country? Quit looking at the United States. But since you're looking at the United States, you might as well take that mirror and look at your country. You know it's true. Continue. Because the next time, I want to talk about the state of the black church. Dr. Tony Evans has a new book out, and he's laying it all out from his perspective. But let's look at it. Let's look at the U.S. state of churches. Did you hear me say anything about a particular skin tone? A new analysis finds acts of violence against churches in the United States are rapidly heading upward. Vandalism, arson, gun-related incidents, bomb threats, and more. Now think about that. If the individuals who are sinners by nature, remember now, you're not a sinner because you sin. You sin because that's the only thing you naturally know how to do. Okay, go ahead and prove it. You can go 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds without thinking wrong, saying wrong, and doing wrong. You're not going to make it the last second. You know why? You're not perfect. The only perfect person is Jesus Christ. Go ahead and try. You're not going to deceive me. You may deceive somebody else and yourself, but you know you're not going to make it. And I say that to say that if the United States and your country too is so fragmented, based upon the fact that people, you know, free will, you know, volition up to a point, but acting this way, thinking this way, trying to harm people, then you can imagine what type of respect or lack thereof they're going to have when individuals as relates to those who were acting just like them at one time before they became the redeemed, saved by faith through grace in Jesus Christ. But this analysis, according to the analysis reported by Ariel Del Turco, there are at least 436 acts of hostility against churches in the 11 months of 2023 from January through the end of November. Remember now, it's only February 2024. She says this was more than double the number of incidents in all 12 months of 2020, 195. It also marked the second consecutive year that saw more than twice the number of incidents of the year before. There were at least 96 incidents in 2021, 55 in 2020, 83 in 2019, 50 in 2018, and over the entire reporting period for this report, from 2018 to 2023, acts of hostility appear to have increased in frequency over time, Del Turco reported. She says, although the motivation for many of these incidents remain unknown, the rise of crimes in churches is taking place in a context in which American culture appears increasingly hostile to Christianity. Now, you've heard me say continuously on the program, especially for the believer of the household of faith, that believer who's out here that the devil through the two-legged individuals who don't believe in the God you're serving is trying to make you believe that they have a problem with this person of a different skin tone who has accepted Christ in a life and trying to follow him, But yeah, they don't have a problem with you and I of the same community as theirs, or maybe not, who also have accepted Christ in our life, who simply are heaven bound. Question is, what's your problem with Christ's followers, but no one else? Well, you know the answer, believer of the household of faith. Criminal acts of vandalism and destruction of church property may be symptomatic of a collapse in societal reverence and respect for houses of worship and religion. In this case, churches and Christianity, Del Turco continues. Remember, Christianity is not a religion. It's Jesus Christ. It's a person. Working, doing things is a religion. Americans appear increasingly comfortable lashing out against church building, pointing to a larger societal problem marginalizing core Christian beliefs, including those that touch on hot-button political issues related to human dignity and sexuality, she writes. Most of the hostile acts involve vandalism of church property. To conduct this research, she analyzed open-source documents, reports, and media outlets to assess the number of acts of hostility against churches that have taken place since 2018. We looked at incidents of vandalism, including the destruction, defacement, ransacking, and theft of property, arsons, and arson attempts, gun-related incidents that took place on church property, and bomb threats, including made against churches, were also included. Most of the incidents identified were acts of vandalism. Think about it. Whatever your problem is with Jesus Christ, translating over to a person, correlating it to that person, going to a place of worship, a building, to fellowship with each other who are like-minded in the faith, worshiping the God who forgave them and is allowing them to go to heaven by faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Anger is being taken out in all these different ways. From January 2018 to November 2023, there were at least 709 occurrences of vandalism, 135 arson attacks or attempts, 22 gun-related incidents, 32 bomb threats, 61 other incidents, assault, threats, interruption of worship services. In 39 cases, multiple types of hostility occurred. For example, vandalism and arson. You got to the point where you not only got tired of, you know, causing property destruction and theft, you got to a point where you were trying to set the place on fire and did set it on fire. Even bomb threats. What is that telling you to the individual? But if you talk to the individuals who are doing it, they don't have a problem with that because they have other individuals that have a hatred for Jesus Christ, Christianity, and you and me. But it's all according to what the Word said it's going to be. If they hated Jesus Christ, they're going to hate you and they're going to hate me. Just make sure it's not because of something we're doing or have done. Did you hear about the International Christian Concern as they reported that between February 16th through 19th, suspected Islamic terrorists killed 23 Christians, injured 5, and set 28 houses on fire across multiple villages, and that the locals are unsure if the attacks was coordinated by the same perpetrators or a separate incident? Did you hear about that? You sure? Over in Nigeria? Oh, you thought it was somewhere else? Think about it. All because of Jesus Christ, individuals saying no to one belief system and accepting, saying yes to Christ so that one is heaven-bound eternally, not just temporarily. Remember, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And did you hear about the Chinese migrants that are crossing the border at San Diego now exceeding those who happen to be Mexican, and is second only to Colombians with 21,000 entering 5 months. All of that is going to equal something. All you got to do, watchers, since you've been asleep, now that you awoke, what's going on? Think about it. You have a home. You invited people in. And then there are some individuals that's coming in. They don't care how you invited them in. They weren't invited. Now they're coming in your home by whatever means necessary. And they've already disrespected what you've said. Now, what are they going to do inside your home? But wait a minute, it may be a little bit different if you've invited them. So you've invited them, and now they're causing havoc, will cause the havoc, possibly, maybe not. Time is going to tell. But so far, what's going on? You're hearing about another balloon traveling across the United States, spot on time. What must happen? You know, we look at world history, every nation that was once in charge was always destroyed from the inside. Trojan horse effect. Just like a human place on the inside. Relationship takes place on the inside. You know it's true. Well, over in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord. It didn't say trust in me, trust in you. It didn't say trust in your pastor or the pew member. It did not say trust in the employer, the judge, the prosecutor. It didn't say trust in law enforcement. It didn't say trust in the medical doctor, the sociologist, the doctors of all backgrounds, the educational person. It surely didn't say trust in the politician. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. God is not going to cause you to be confused. You want the truth? Go to him. He's going to make sure you know the truth. But the question is, do you really want to know the truth? You know you do. You know you do.
Before I drew a breath, he was making ways for me. Now and every day, in each and every step, he is making ways for me. When my heart is full of doubt, feels like faith is running out, I've come too far to turn around. I know God will work it out. God will work it out. One thing I know, one thing I found. God will work it out. Fighting to believe, he is making ways for me, and he won't let me down, never ever leave. He's still making ways for me. When my heart
God is working. My God.